Gracias, señor presidente. Con respecto.
Thank you, Chair. On E, well, before I say anything else, let me say that we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we need to take each indicator on its own. We mustn't oversimplify. Anyway, A is dead. People who died. B is people who didn't die. C is the economic aspect. C is what we're going to do. And the last three indicators are how are we going to do it. That's how the indicators pan out. These indicators are internalized through Sendai. They are linked to international coordinators. G is involvement of people. Okay, so if this indicator here is on internalizing Sendai, domesticating Sendai, I think from the start we had E1 and E2, which from the start need to be super easy ones. And the problem with this indicator is that as it gives figures, it asks figures, it asks closed questions. Does this country have a national plan? Yes or no? Closed question. This is something that should be easy to give an account of, but it would be very difficult to account for if you don't ask closed questions. So we are ready to include any other sub-indicator if you wish, but we believe that everything that is now here on this page is part of E1 or E2. From E1 or E2 stem all the others. E1 is a closed question, or needs to be a closed question. Does your country have a national plan? Yes or no? What are the characteristics which we want it to have? That's everything else we have below E1. E2 is the percentage of local governments, is it not? And in my view, this is quite a closed measurement, and it is measurable. Now, my problem with the other indicators we have here is that they do not respond to the question of yes or no. They're not closed. For example, E6. Take E6. Number of countries accounting for future risk in public and private balance sheets. If I just look at the public and private balance sheet, that's a more or less. It's not a yes or no. It's a more or less. So whatever we put here needs to be sufficiently concrete and specifically specific for countries to be able to just tick the boxes, to be able to give this global accounting. So we need to reorganize these targets and these indicators as sub-indicators of E1 and E2, and whatever proposals that countries make, they need to devise their questions in such a way that they're closed questions and just call for the question yes or